I'm Vicky Merrick. Here comes the local food report with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth talks with her grandmother about an old family recipe for Christmas eggnog.
Every year around Christmas time, my husband and I make a batch of eggnog. We use milk from a local farm, eggs from our chicken coop, and a disturbing amount of sugar and Kentucky bourbon. The recipe comes from my grandmother, Mrs. Hunsdon Carey. Here's the story behind it as she told it to me and my mother one December.
I think I have to tell you about the Christmas before Hunsdon and I were married. We were in Richmond visiting his family, and Mr. Carey was going to make the eggnog for the party.
That was December 1941. Mr. Carey was my grandfather's father.
And Mr. Carey had to go to the bank to get the recipe for the eggnog because he kept it in the safe deposit box, which I thought was a little silly. But we did have the recipe, and we made the eggnog, and it was good. And I assume that the recipe went back to the safe deposit box, but not before I had copied it.
This eggnog, my grandmother already realized, was something special.
It had to be done by hand. You couldn't use an egg beater to beat the yolks. You had to beat them with a kind of whisk. You did the same thing with the egg whites. So we'd, you know, beat the eggs and add the sugar and the whiskey and all, and the egg whites eventually. But it took forever because you cooked the eggs by dropping the whiskey in drop by drop. And you didn't dare put it in too fast or it may curdle the eggs.
And is it really smooth or is it foamy?
It's smooth. It's not foamy. And you have to let it rest a while for the whiskey to kind of cook the eggs, and you stir it every day. And it takes three or four, closer to 5 days for it to get to the point where it is just as smooth as silk and just, you know, goes down easy as pie.
Sometimes a little too easily. One year after my grandfather and grandmother were married, they had a party. He was a priest, and they decided to celebrate Christmas at the rectory with a batch of the eggnog.
We carefully told people that this stuff was kind of potent, but nobody paid any attention to us. And all of a sudden, this one older sexton was found sitting in Hunsdon's study with a newspaper open in front of him, and someone pulled the newspaper away, and his face was red as could be, and he was just sprawled out. He was out like a light, and I have no idea how much eggnog he drank.
This isn't the only story like that. My mother and her cousins all say they got drunk for the first time on the Carey eggnog. And one year, when my husband and I gave a batch to his grandmother, she said she had to brush her teeth, turn the lights out, and pull up the covers before she even dared to take a sip. Then there was the year that my father and grandmother made the eggnog together. When they tasted it, they declared it the best batch they'd ever made. Then my mother tasted it.
You had forgotten?
Oh, we'd forgotten to put the milk in it. Oh, it was good.
My husband and I haven't forgotten any ingredients or gotten our nieces or cousins or a sexton drunk. At least, not yet. But as my grandmother used to remind me, we have time. For now, I think of her stories every time we make a batch. Of my grandfather as a priest, of my mother as a young girl, and of my great-grandfather Carey, who thought so highly of his eggnog that he kept the recipe in his safe deposit box. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Okay, so as you can imagine, Elspeth has promised her grandmother that she will not ever give out the official family recipe for eggnog, but she says there's a version of it in The Joy of Cooking that's almost exactly the same. We've got a link to that on our website at capeandislands.org. Have a great holiday. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.